I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 11th. Now, seniors from North Quincy High School received their diplomas during graduation ceremonies at Veterans Memorial Stadium last night. About 400 students in the class of 2025 received their diplomas as a light mist fell on the gathering. Class officers included salutatorian Catherine Chen, valedictorian Amy Tan, and class president Hannah Spratt, all speaking of their past experiences in Quincy Public Schools and offering congratulations and best wishes to their fellow graduates. Once again, Mayor Thomas Koch quoted the late Captain Richard Stratton of Quincy in encouraging the graduates to learn from the past. Council President Ian Kane told the class to learn about blockchain and cryptocurrency because the world is, quote, being run by nerds. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey told the graduates that they are resilient as Quincy has been for the past 400 years. Quincy High School held graduation ceremonies on Monday night. QATV will replay the North Quincy High School commencement today at 2 and the Quincy High graduation tonight at 8 o'clock, and both are available at qatv.org anytime. Two people, a woman and a youth, were wounded in a shooting in Brockton yesterday. Not immediately clear if anyone had been arrested. About an hour after the shooting on Battles Farm Drive, police said it happened about 5:30 p.m. They were actively investigating. The woman and youth, identified only as a male juvenile, were rushed to a hospital and reported to be in stable condition. Brockton firefighters noted that they and EMS were assisting with the response. Police didn't say if the two injured people were related. The U.S. Coast Guard announcing it's searching for a fishing boat that has not returned to its slip in Rock Harbor in Orleans since Sunday. According to the Coast Guard, the FV Seahorse is a white 30-foot fishing boat with a mermaid on the bow and seahorse painted on the stern in rough lettering. Coast Guard said the boat and its captain, Sean Arsenal, were known to be fishing in the vicinity of East Ham's Target shipwreck in Cape Cod Bay, but a cell phone ping last placed the boat 2 miles offshore of Chatham. By phone, Arsenal's brother said he's very worried now that 3 days have passed. He said his 64-year-old brother went out clamming with his girlfriend and never returned. On Sunday, Sam Miller found a GPS unit on a nearby beach. The name on the blue tape matches the missing boat, and her family left a note on Arsenal's pickup. However, when the truck hadn't moved the next day, they called the harbor master, who alerted the Coast Guard. As the Coast Guard investigates and continues to search, Arsenal's brother said he had a message hoping that he would return safely. Coast Guard is now urging members of the public with any information to call the Southeastern New England Command Center at 866-819-9128. The Dana-Farber mammography van is going to be at the Kennedy Center in Quincy today from 8 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. Pre-registration is required by calling 617-632-1974. The van is being hosted in conjunction with the City of Quincy's Health Department. State budget honcho Matthew Gorkovitz told municipal officials yesterday that Massachusetts is on track to rake in nearly $3 billion from its surtax on household income greater than about $1 million, more than double the estimate used to craft this year's budget. The Department of Revenue reported last month that the state had collected just less than $2.6 billion from the so-called millionaire's tax between July of last year and April of this year, surpassing the $2.4 billion that the surtax generated in fiscal 2024, just 10 months into fiscal 25. May and June collections are expected to add to that. Gorkowitz said that he now thinks the total fiscal 25 surtax collections could be closer to $3 billion. The Healey administration and legislative Democrats have used conservative collection estimates in the first few years of the surtax, which was approved by voters in 2022. Under the Constitution, revenue generated by the surtax can only be used for education or transportation initiatives. And the conservative estimate has given lawmakers extra money to dole out separate from the traditional state budget process. When they built the fiscal 25 budget, the administration and legislative leaders agreed to spend $1.3 billion in surtax revenue this year. If Gorkovitz's estimate proves correct, the legislature could have as much as $1.7 billion to spend sometime after the Department of Revenue certifies the full-year surtax collection amount in the fall. When they agreed on a consensus revenue estimate earlier this year, the Ways and Means Committee chairman mutually estimated that the state would collect $2.4 billion from the income surtax, but they agreed to spend at most $1.9 billion from that in the annual budget, which, like the surtax surplus, is also the subject of conference committee negotiations. The largest building in New England will officially be renamed next month in honor of the late Boston Mayor Tom Menino. 8 months after the Massachusetts legislature ordered that change, the Mass Convention Center Authority announcing yesterday it will hold an event on July 12th to formally relabel the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center in the Seaport as the Thomas Michael Menino Convention and Exhibition Center. The new name is meant to honor Menino, the city's mayor from 1993 until 2014, who oversaw the start of the Seaport building boom. The name change was included in an economic development law that the governor signed in November. Senator Nick Collins, the South Boston Democrat who represents the Seaport, said the relatively new neighborhood of Boston would not be what it is today without the late Menino. Collins pointed to Menino's collaboration with state and federal lawmakers to develop the Seaport and open the center in 2004. Menino served on the Boston City Council before he served as mayor. The late mayor's widow said the entire Menino family is grateful for the incredible honor. A check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded. The Dow was up 105, the NASDAQ rose 123, and the S&P added 32. Asian stocks mostly higher after China and the U.S. said they had agreed on a framework for following up on the trade truce reached last month in Geneva. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $65 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat Tampa Bay 3-1. Back at it at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny and a high of 83 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 86. Friday, partly sunny, high of 78. Saturday, some scattered showers and a high of 68. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Southwest winds at 5 to 10, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide 12:33 p.m. Sunrise 5:06, sets at 8:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, June 11th.